What is good, everybody? At long last, you already know, Mr. Awesome finally makes his grand awaited return to the mic. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a journey. I believe the last time I posted an episode was back in July. And of course, that episode did one of my, that was one of my highest viewed episodes, and right when it was, the podcast seemingly was, seemed to be getting some traction, I stopped. I announced this on Twitter, and I wanted to make a video or short episode on here just to let my viewers know who haven't followed me on social media about it as well, just in case they were wondering about my hiatus. But a lot's been going on, and I will explain pretty much most of it in this episode. This is going to be a different one. This is going to be more of a open and transparent episode, explaining to you all what's been going on to an extent, and, you know, making a twist on it, just turning it into something positive, because at the end of the day, this podcast was meant to track my journey and inspire and help others, including myself, and this journey of the superhuman training, as I called it, or whatever, I don't know, it's been so long. You know, it wasn't meant to be perfect. I'm not claiming to be, you know, have made it the self-help guru who's had all the success in XYZ. No, I'm just like each and every one of you right now, still figuring things out and learning as we go. So, with that being said, I'm not going to hold you up. Without further ado, I'm going to get right into it. And I just ask that you be patient with me. I've given this much thought, and I originally didn't intend to return to the podcast this soon, but due to unforeseen circumstances, I've had a lot of time to think lately. that I'll explain. So, let's just start with the concept of loss, really. 2022 was meant to be my year. I believed it. I, you know, came into it with this podcast, started it up, you know, had grand ideas to do the YouTube channel, to get the Twitch and stuff running, you know, practice my hobbies, hone my craft, get, you know, into MMA and jiu-jitsu and succeed in my career and relationships, and everything was meant to be perfect. However, things don't always go according to plan. I guess this past year, so I moved out from my hometown about a year ago, over a year ago now, and that ever since then, it's just, I moved out as a way, you know, not only for work, but I took it as a way to just really learn and grow, learn about myself and grow as a man, right? I feel like you can, you know, I'm from Detroit. I grew up, born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and I feel like you can only do so much growing in that one environment, and at least one portion of your life is to move out and learn about yourself. And I did that alone. I moved out to an area with no friends or family, completely alone, as a fresh start. I still have my, you know, my friends and family back home that I visited often, but as far as where I was going to be at full time, I was going to be starting from scratch. Well, nope. It was up and down to say the least. But I took it as like, you know, an adjustment period, right? First time moving away so far, and of course I didn't expect everything to be perfect, but I, you know, gave myself what, 6 months or so to get everything together, and that way coming into 2022, get to rolling, right? Well, it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows during the podcast. I wanted to stay, if there was one thing that I wanted to stay consistent with, was the podcast. There were days where I just didn't feel motivated, you know. The work wasn't always going my way. I was struggling with that and other things, but I was managing well. And sorry if you can hear that. That's a little automated food dispenser in the background. I'll explain that in a moment. But you know, January, February were good, were, you know, okay months. I was, like I said, I was still strong with the podcast, but around March time, my girlfriend of 4 years, I referenced her in the podcast multiple times. I called her my Mary Jane, so I just refer to her as Mary Jane, right? You know, she was going through her own things as well, and our relationship was not perfect, and ultimately boiled down to where in March she wanted to break up, and I agreed to it. We were on and off a lot through our relationship. We dated for 4 years and stuff, but this one, I guess this was it. But here I am, me being me, thinking the positive, thinking, hey, it's only going to be a temporary thing, because in the past it was, and we'll get back together soon, XYZ. Well, at first I thought that was where it was going. We were still keeping contact, and I still cared for her and everything. We still hang out, all that stuff. So it was almost like we didn't really break up for real. But this one was, it felt a little different because she was, you know, you start to see someone get distant. You know, she stayed back in our college town, so about 2 to 3 hours away. And like I said, she started her own career and stuff like that, and going through her own fair share of, you know, challenges and stuff too. So I wanted to be, you know, I didn't want to force her on a relationship that she just couldn't handle at the moment. So, but then you start to see that person and start to get distant, and you start to text list, start to see them less, and you start to, you know, you feel it. You all feel it, that you, like, you slowly losing that they're slowly losing interest in, you know, after 4 years, it's like, wait, what? I was in heavy denial, you know. And I was kind of in a moment where I was trying to do anything to, you know, keep her. And, you know, I'm not going to talk about our relationship in detail as to what was, like, problems that arise, because, you know, there were multiple. But one of the things that I will admit is that, you know, I wasn't the best partner, boyfriend, or I tried to be. I really did. But there are multiple things, and I told myself I wanted to do the right thing. I told myself, hey, and if there's any hope for us again, I want you to know the truth as to what's been going on with me and X, Y, and Z. And she knew about some of my issues and stuff too, but kind of got a little bad and whatever. I'm not going to get into all of it, but, you know, I called her up one day and just told her, you know, I did the right thing. I gave her what she wanted, and which was the truth. And I just told her, hey, this is a bit what's been going on with me. I know you weren't really expecting this, but, you know, this is, I just want you to know without having to find out the hard way, right? And she didn't say anything. She just hung up, and I was blocked on everything. And that was essentially the last I've heard of her. At first, it didn't really hit me. I kind of was expecting that reaction. I didn't want it to happen, but I was, you know, preparing for the worst. But I'm thinking, like, hey, she's blocked me before. You know, it's been a relationship. Eventually, she'll open up and, you know, unblock me and reach back out and something like that. She didn't block me on social media, so I knew that something was, you know, there was at least some potential, right? But no. Oh, and so, right, you know, when we, you know, I guess technically broke up back in March, I, you know, really wanted to become a better person for her, really try to, you know, in a sense, prove myself, right? So I wanted to get my act together, and which is why I had started jiu-jitsu back in April. I started that earlier than expected. I had plans to start jiu-jitsu in June and stuff, to give myself time to, you know, get acclimated to the podcast and the YouTube channel and stuff like that. But I knew that jiu-jitsu and, you know, the benefits of martial arts has as on a, you know, personal and physical level and mental level were going to do me some wonders, right? So that's a big reason why I started it early. And I just needed a healthy outlet. But, you know, flash forward to May when she blocked me. You know, it went on for a while. And I'm like, hey, she's blocked me for a long period of time before. She blocked me for about like a month and didn't talk to me. But eventually she came back. She always came back. No matter how many times she didn't want to talk to me, how many times she ignored me, no matter how many times she blocked me, she always came back. But this time, she didn't. Wasn't until June where I really saw that, like, wow, it's been over a month. And I saw that, you know, on social media that, you know, I had hints and stuff. Her profile was private and stuff, but I saw hints and stuff that she was moving on. And it just didn't sit well with me. I remember the day, too. I literally just got out of jiu-jitsu class. And I was going off to the right. Keep in mind, I was so in heavy denial. I was not down or depressed about anything. I was keeping everything moving. I was happy and excited, you know, motivated. Like, okay, hey, you know, she's upset. Give her some time, Malik, you know. Give her some time, Mr. Awesome. Give her some time. She'll be back. And when she comes back, she'll come back to a better person, right? But no. It was a Tuesday. I remember it. And I lost my appetite and everything. And I reached out to her on social media and poured my heart out again. I got emotional. She just read the message. She didn't even respond. And that hurt. But and then, you know, other stuff happened. And I had, for that moment, I really, you know, while I was physically alone where I'm at in Indiana, away from my friends and family, I would see her so often, I would visit so often that, you know, I never felt alone. But in that moment, I really felt alone. Like, wow, I'm really out here by myself. Wow, she's really not coming back. It hit me. You know, reality sunk in. And I was depressed. It hit me. I faced some bout of depression back in college when we were dating still. Before, and I picked up on those patterns and stuff. So I was able to really fight out of it. But it still wasn't easy, but I was finding out of it better than I did before, so I didn't sink as low as I did. But I saw things about myself, like, you know, not, you know, obviously lack of motivation to do anything, and I gotta work right. So work productivity went down. And then I stopped eating. I really just didn't have no motivation to eat. The only thing that I really loved to do was jiu-jitsu. Like, I was going to jiu-jitsu faithfully. I was waking up at 4 in the morning to go to a 5 a.m. class. I would go to work and then come back for like a 6 p.m. class, and then go to the weekend classes. I would go to almost any class I could go to. I would take days off of work to go to more jiu-jitsu, because jiu-jitsu was the only thing getting me by. And keep in mind, I was not eating. And I was doing a lot of cardio, and with jiu-jitsu, it's really strenuous, and it takes a lot of energy, and I was losing weight. I went from 160 to, like, I was the lowest I ever got to back in college was, like, 128, and that was real skinny, but this time, I got to, like, 138, so I was barely 140, so I was 10 pounds away from my lowest point before. I'm like, oop, can't let this happen, so I snapped out of it, and started to force myself to eat and stuff, and started to be more proactive. And I had to I checked myself into therapy with BetterHelp. I started using that a lot to reach out to talk to somebody. But that wasn't cheap. Like, we're talking about like $300 a month, just for like some texting sessions and a one weekly video session for 30 minutes, right? Not worth it, in my opinion. For me, I needed to go twice a week. Back in college, I was using the therapy sessions they offered, and I was going like twice a week. I kid you not, that's how bad it was, and that's what I needed. But I had learned from, you know, therapy. I feel like therapy, you know, is different for everybody, but ultimately, I feel like it shouldn't be a permanent thing. You know, take what you can, learn from it, take your time, cope, heal, But eventually the end goal should be to be out of it, right? So that's kind of what I was taking it as. So I was doing that, but it really hit me like, yeah, she's really gone. Father's Day came around, and I went to go visit my family, my dad, Father's Day and all that. And it's, I did not want to go home because she lived right on the corner from me. The reason why I feel like the long distance also impacted us as well was because when we were dating, we had never been more than a mile apart as far as living together. Like when we were in college together, we lived building next to each other. When we back home, we're living in our families. We live right around the corner from each other. And yeah, we were close. So, but I was willing to make that long distance work. Like I said, I was visiting her almost every weekend and stuff. And she would visit me sometimes too. But yeah. And it hurt because, you know, we've been together for so long. I was so close to her family. It's like losing her almost felt like you were losing another family, right? Her mother thought of me as like her son, you know. Her mother didn't have any sons, and I was like one of them, right? She treated me as one, and you know, you feel like you lost, like I said, you lost another family, because she comes from a good family. I know she knows that. And yeah, so Father's Day come around, and I really did not want to go home, because normally whenever I visited Detroit and stuff, I would go see her, spend some time with her there, but this time, you know, spend time with the family and all that. But I just cannot stop thinking about her. Emotions, man, I swear. But then I also found that day I found out that my grandfather had cancer. I'm like, what? My family knew, but I guess they forgot to tell me. But that was kind of a shocker. Didn't hurt me like that, for real. I knew, because he's okay now. He's been on some miracle drugs, but still though, like to find that out. But then yeah, work wasn't easy. Work productivity, I was just miserable at work now, you know, things with my boss and all that, and it was just challenging, and I just didn't want to be there anymore. And I got put on a probationary period because my performance just wasn't to her standard, she says. And you know, there was some good in this story too. Don't, it ain't all doom and gloom. I had my birthday party. My friends came up to visit me. Thankful for them. And we went to Chicago. I had a good time and stuff. But then my birthday is August 24th. And then 7 days later, get a text from my dad saying that my grandmother on my mom's side passed away. So the grandfather who had cancer was married to my grandmother. So my grandmother passed away after, I guess, failed heart surgery or something. And didn't hit me at first for a little while, but it was like, what? At first, I lose my girlfriend, my Mary Jane, someone I loved and cared about. Now I lose someone who else I loved and cared about, my grandmother, who would always text me, always text us with all these emojis and stuff, and the sweetest person ever. So one of the most sweetest ladies you will ever meet. No problems at all. I never even seen her mad, for real. I do not remember. She spoiled us and loved us, loved everybody. And she passed away. And it sucked because she passed away on the 31st, and her birthday was like, you know, September 4th. So we were all, I already had plans to go see her and hang out with her, but guess that wasn't the case. But we all hung out as a family still together, which is nice. And you know, my exes, my now ex, oh, I skipped a step. Back in, I think maybe August, you know, the whole idea of getting back with my, it was just hurting so much. So I spoke with my therapist and stuff, and wrote one last letter to like really let her go. You know, the best thing I could do is to leave her be. And I can rest easily knowing that the last thing I did for her was the right thing, I feel like, which was telling her the truth and giving her what she wanted and deserved. You know, she doesn't owe me understanding. She can react to that information however she wants to. So the fact that she didn't want to talk to me anymore, can't blame her. She's given me more than enough chances after all. But then, you know, my grandmother's birthday was going to be on the 4th, and we had the funeral and stuff, all that soon. But then my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend's, Mary Jane's birthday was soon after, which sucked too, because it's like, she didn't tell me happy birthday or anything like that, and I really wanted to tell her too, but I was like, no, let me just leave her be. She's in a better place, you know. You know, my grandmother, she was going through dialysis for the past few years now, and she's no longer suffering, and my mother told me that. My mother told me that she got a new body in heaven. And if you there's one thing, you know, she was such a nice lady that, you know, she's up there, you know, watching over us, and, you know, she's in a much better place, no longer suffering. And I also tell that to my girlfriend about my ex now too, is that she's better. I was worried about her for a long, but I know that she's better and she's happy. I've seen some of her artwork. She's making art again. She was an artist, and it's really good too, and I know that she's happy. So that gives me comfort too. You know, I always told her, like, hey, all I want is for her to be happy, even if it's not with me, and I guess I have to accept that, you know. But hey. And then, so flash forward to September 23rd. I get an impromptu meeting with my boss. This is a Friday, and I had plans to go, you know, take the day off of work Friday and go to Detroit and spend time with my friends and family, right? Get an impromptu meeting from my boss in person, which I thought was just weird, because why, you know, we're in our territory set up. She's in Michigan, I'm in Indiana. Why would you drive 2-something hours to come see me for 30 minutes, right? Kind of had feared the worst, and the worst came. She essentially told me that I was getting let go from the company. So I was getting severance, they call it, fired, whatever you want to call it. So got let go. Guess I just couldn't perform to her expectations. So, and they kind of did me bold, I ain't gonna lie. Because I had a company car, and it was a really good gig. Like, I didn't have to pay for gas or insurance or anything like that. I just had to not crash the car. But they took that boy that day. They took my laptop and my printer. They gave me a printer and everything. They took it all. Cleaned me out. Feel like I got robbed. And I was left stranded. And this area I live in is not walker friendly. There are no sidewalks where I'm at. You have to walk on the side of a road, which is basically a highway that leads to a busier highway. So not safe at all. So I was kind of left stranded. And that was the worst part about it, was just being like left stranded. But I was left to think. You know, I obviously was going to Detroit that day, and I told people and said my goodbyes to my coworkers and stuff, and they wished me the best. They knew what was up, but they couldn't do much about it anyway. But yeah, I was more upset about losing the car, honestly, because now I got to pay for a car and had to scramble to get all that stuff, whatever. But I was 5 days without a car, right? Those were like the longest 5 days ever, and I was left a lot of time to think and read and reflect on life. And truth be told, I felt good. Losing that job, I was pretty happy. I was not upset about it, because I felt such a relief off my shoulders that I did not have to worry about pleasing someone who wasn't going to be satisfied no matter what. I was in a better place. And I knew to myself, and I told myself, no matter what, everything is going to be all right. I find it funny, fitting, because the Black Panther 2 trailer came out around a little while ago before that, and that was kind of what the song was. Like, everything is going to be all right. It was, you know, No Woman Will No Cry by Bob Marley, but it was remixed by Tems and stuff, and it was really moving and stuff, the trailer. And I keep thinking about that. I kept playing the song on my phone, like No Woman No Cry, and at the end it just says everything's gonna be all right, you know. And that's what I kept telling myself, everything's gonna be all right. Yeah, you lost your girlfriend of 4 years, you lost your grandmother, you lost your job, but no matter what, everything's gonna be all right. And that's what I'm still telling myself to this day. Today is currently Friday, October 7th, 2022. I've had a large change of plans. I don't even know what my immediate goals are, but I do know that I've been, you know, actively looking and searching for another job, and I've made the decision to really, you know, do what I am passionate about and do things for me and really take this as a fresh start. And this is where the motivational side of the podcast episode comes into. Enough doom and gloom, woe is me, right? Because despite all that happened, I told myself, hey, you lost your girlfriend, but guess what? She's in a much better place and she's happy. You know that. You lost your grandmother. She's in a much better place and you know that. You lost your job, but guess what? I'm in a much better place now, and I have not been in this a long time. I'm not perfect. There's still some work to be done, but knowing what I know and having what I have, the support system and the mentality and stuff, I know we gonna be all right. Like Kendrick Lamar said, my favorite artist. And I've taken, you know, while I did highlight a lot of the bad in the story, I did that purposely because I wanted to also end off with the good. There's been plenty of good during this time. You know, I started living for me, doing things outside my comfort zone. I went to Lollapalooza, Chicago's biggest music festival, alone, you know, and I had a really good time. I was going to a lot of things and just visiting the city and exploring it more. And I made the decision that, hey, I'm going to move deeper into Chicago, and this is my kind of city. And I told myself that. And next year, I plan on being in the city. I no longer feel lonely. I've made friends with my jiu-jitsu, in my jiu-jitsu gym, and hung out with them multiple times. I even got adopted 2 little fur babies in the form of cats now, so they keep my apartment active and lively. A boy and a girl, Kittyana, I did not name her, and Oscar, I did not name him. I adopted him from a lady who, for some reason, she told me, like, I feel like these could do you some good. And I took it out. I was hesitant at first, but she gave me offers hard to refuse. She's giving me money to take care of them and stuff. So I'm like, all I gotta do is, cats pretty much take care of themselves. So all I gotta do is just make sure they're fed and stuff. I play with them and stuff. Oscar's right now at my feet as I'm currently speaking. And, you know, they're fun to have around. They're good to have around. And I've had them for a couple months now. And, you know, never saw myself owning cats, but I was always a cat boy, cat guy growing up. But then I got a dog, Tyson, my boy. Nice old boy. He's still at home kicking his stuff. And I got my own fur babies to take care of and help take my mind off of things. Especially when things get rough. I mentioned how my friends and stuff, my family, you know, we're all still good. So everything, I still see them often. Talk to my mom and stuff. Always good to talk to her. And yeah, still got friends. So everything, you know, things ain't all that bad. I may have lost my job, but they still paying me. And I'm still getting a good paycheck, even though I'm currently almost broke because I had to spend money on a car. But hey, guess what? I got a car now. Named her Static. Not ideal situation, but she's a nice car. I've been going, you know, I may have lost my job, but that means I've had a lot more free time to go to jiu-jitsu. So I've been going to a lot more classes lately. Getting better in that because for the month of August and most of September, I was not going. I was so focused on trying to do better in work, but I was so stressed out. But, you know, it is what it is. I say this to you all to not only explain my hiatus and where I've been, but to also just inspire you all to just keep going. No matter what happens, we gonna be all right. We all go through our own journey. We all go through our own challenges, and we all have to face them on our own ultimately, but you don't have to face them alone, if that makes sense. Yes, you're going to have to be the one to go overcome that challenge, but you have a support system behind you that you don't even realize you have. And if you don't realize it, you know it now that, hey, people like myself are always going to be rooting for you. In my previous episodes, you may have heard me end off with saying, I'm proud of you, I love the person you're becoming, and I'm always going to be there for you. And I mean that. That's something I would tell my ex-girlfriend, Mary Jane, about all the time. Say, hey, I'm proud of you, I love the person you're becoming, and I'm always going to be there for you. And that's still true. I wish her nothing but the best. We may have not been right for each other. I definitely need some growing, and I'm taking this as a sign to really be alone and learn about myself before hopping in and telling you anything. I'm just going to take this time alone to just grow and develop, and it's a good sign. But no matter what, I'm proud of you, and keep growing, keep doing what you do to make you happy. What's up, boy? Oscar's trying to get into the microphone. And I say that to all of you all as well. I talk to my friends and stuff and see what they're doing, going through, and I'm happy for them. A friend of mine actually just got a job offer today. She's been trying to get a job since she graduated for a few months now. And, you know, her story, I'm not going to go into all that, but her story hasn't been easy either by any means. And she's persevering through it. You know, everyone's always got it harder. Despite all I've been through, people always got it harder than me. I never had to face homelessness or anything like that, you know. I never will, you know, but people overcome that kind of stuff all the time. I may have lost a job, but I still got income coming in. I still got my apartment I can afford. And I, luckily, you know, knock on wood, but I've been getting job interviews and I've been looking into another job. And so far, hey, it may not be the same as my previous job and not have the same amount of benefits, but I think for my quality of life, it might be better. It will be better. And I'm going to make the most of it. And I won't make this. I learned from my mistakes in my last role. And I won't make the same in this one. And I'm really excited. So hopefully next time I speak to you all about this, I have some good news. But speaking of which, I feel real motivated to do the podcast again. I really, you know, when I stopped out of necessity. But I did not. Every day I kept thinking about, oh, I really want to record an episode. I never stopped thinking about it, especially when I looked at the analytics and kept seeing that my last episode was growing in views every day. It's like, wow, I should have struck while the iron was hot, but I didn't. Like I said, that was one of my highest, that's my second highest viewed episode. But don't worry, no matter what happens, we gonna be all right. This is season 2 of The Journey. It was not meant to be perfect by any means, but we took it as a lesson, not a loss. Despite all those losses that we've incurred, that I've encountered this year, I'm not losing hope. I am not losing hope. Like I said, the name of this podcast is, you know, called Be Strong, Stay Strong for a reason. Ain't that right, Oscar? We gotta be strong, and we gotta stay that way, no matter what. If you can remain strong through anything, you can overcome everything. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, be on the lookout for more weekly episodes. I guarantee you that the next episode will be more lighthearted, back to our regularly scheduled program, where we're going to be talking about everything self-improvement, as well as geek culture and things that I'm just interested in overall. With that being said, I forgot the outro, but yes, always remember to follow me on social media, Instagram, Mr_AwesomeTV, Twitter, Mr. Awesome 824. If you like this podcast, share it with your friends and family. Rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And yeah, really do share it. If you feel like someone could connect to this message, or if yourself, you know, please give it a rating and a comment and stuff. I'll definitely like to read it and reach out. You know, you can always DM me and stuff like that too. A handful of you all have been actually looking forward to the podcast, so hopefully you all enjoy it. And yeah, really share it. I'm really going to be putting a lot more energy behind this now that I have a lot more free time as of now. And no more problems. I think I've gotten through mostly all of them. And I'm really going to take this as a fresh start. So if you made it this far, thank you all for listening. I really do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Remember, I'm proud of you. I love the person you're becoming. And I'm always going to be there for you. And as always, have an awesome day.